Scott McIntyre, CEO of Guidehouse, has been selected to the WASH 100, Executive Mosaic's annual selection of the most significant contributors in the government contracting sector, for the sixth consecutive year. As our business continues to grow, I am grateful for the exceptional team we've built. Guidehouse is home to great talent, and our people bring distinctive skills, a strong work ethic, attention to detail, and dedication to their roles in furthering our clients' missions that are instrumental in shaping a new future together, McIntyre said in a statement. In 2021, McIntyre stewarded the global consulting firm's second significant move with respect to merger and acquisition activity since the former PwC public sector business was acquired by private equity firm Veritas Capital and rebranded as Guidehouse in 2018. Guidehouse closed its purchase of Dovell Technologies from Macquarie Capital in September to add health information technology expertise in data analytics, artificial intelligence, cloud adoption, infrastructure optimization, digital modernization, and system integration areas. McIntyre described the transaction as a strategic step in our journey to create the next generation global consultancy. With complementary strengths in Guidehouse's focus areas, together we will be well positioned to continue delivering innovative solutions to tackle some of the most complex challenges facing government and commercial clients, while building resilience into important missions and services, he added. The Dovell purchase came 2 years after Guidehouse acquired Navigant Consulting for approximately $1.1 billion. A deal McIntyre said in an executive spotlight interview was aimed to broaden the company's expertise in the healthcare, financial services, and energy areas. On the heels of its latest acquisition, the Veritas Capital-backed consultancy expanded its defense segment with the addition of 4 senior leaders to assist Department of Defense clients across various program areas. Early last year, the company elevated DoD veteran Donald Heckman to Defense Cyber Solutions Leader. Guidehouse's health market growth initiatives came when it partnered with Reef Point Group, a service-disabled veteran-owned small business, to form a joint venture called Torian Consulting in April and Rally Group, an 8A Hubzone small business, to create a separate JV named FedInnov8 Consulting in August. Both partnerships offer health services to the government market. In May, Guidehouse invested $12.7 million to establish a new global headquarters in Tysons Corner, Virginia, and expects the project to create more than 1,000 jobs in the state over a 3-year period. The new space is designed with our employees in mind to be enjoyable, to foster collaboration and innovation, and allow our business ample room for continued growth, positioning Guidehouse for the future, McIntyre said. Guidehouse secured key government contracts during the month of October. The General Services Administration tapped the company to help the GSA Office of Fleet Management identify strategies to grow and manage the federal government's fleet of electric vehicles. Separately, DoD awarded the company a contract to develop a prototype of the U.S. Army's prognostics and predictive maintenance system. In March, Guidehouse received ISO 9001:2015 certification for quality management systems the company uses to design and deliver advisory services to federal government clients. Executive Mosaic congratulates Scott McIntyre and the Guidehouse organization on their 2022 WASH 100 selection. Cast a vote for McIntyre as one of your favorite GovCon leaders on WASH100.com. Guidehouse is a sponsor of the 3rd Annual CIO Summit, an in-person event to be hosted by Executive Mosaic's Potomac Officers Club and is scheduled to take place on Tuesday, April 26 at the Hilton McLean in Virginia.